And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of May, 2014. It was on this date in 1849 the New York City Board of Health established a cholera hospital. The city was in the middle of its second cholera epidemic. The first one came through in 1832, killing thousands of people. Cholera could kill within hours of its first symptoms appearing, caused by a bacterium found in contaminated food and water. People didn't know that in 1849. What they did know was that it seemed to strike the lower classes hardest, and it tore through the tenement districts of New York, immigrants living in crowded conditions. The rich could leave the city. During the epidemic, the Irish, the Italians, the African-American poor could not, and the epidemic killed more than 5,000. It was on this day, 1717, that the French imprisoned the man who said, "People who believe in absurdities will eventually commit atrocities." And that was Voltaire. They put him in the Bastille for insulting the government. It's the birthday of the man who was celebrated for celebrating the uncelebrated, Studs Terkel, born in New York, 1912. It was on this day in 1763 Samuel Johnson and his biographer James Boswell met. They were in a bookshop in London. Boswell was 23 years old. He wanted to be a writer. He didn't know what to write about. And there was Samuel Johnson, who was a famous writer and scholar. They got into a quarrel on this day in 1763, but they made up somehow, and Boswell began following Johnson around, and Johnson warmed up to the idea of the young man coming with him. They talked at great length, went on to become close friends. Boswell wrote down everything that Johnson said, and after Johnson died, 1784, Boswell came out with The Life of Samuel Johnson. 7 years later, it became a big bestseller. After it came out, Boswell didn't know what to do with himself. He became a drunk. People were afraid to confide in him. He died in 1795, working on the third edition. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred entitled Grandma's Grave. Mother and I brush long drifts of snow from the gravestones of my great-grandfather and grandmother, great-uncle and aunt, two of mother's brothers, each less than a year old, and her last-born brother, George Shorba, dead at 16, 1925 to 1942, a mastermind, my beloved son. But we can't find the grave of Grandma, who buried all the rest. Mother stands dark-browed and musing under the pines, and I imagine her as a child, wondering why her mother left home so often to tend the sick, the dying, the dead. Borrowing a shovel, she digs until she uncovers 1889 to 1962, Mary Shorba. Mother almost never cries, but she does now. She stares at this stone as if it were the answer to all the hidden things. A poem by Freya Manfred, Grandma's Grave, from Swimming with a 100-Year-Old Snapping Turtle, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.